Okay, first and foremost,
thank you
very, very much for coming. You know the sheet? It's snowing. There, hold on.
I don't know who said it stopped.
Here's the back.
Look outside right now. It
stopped for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But what did it get the call?
Yeah, now I'm pulling up. As I'm pulling up.
Now
we
have a minute.
Wow. No, still, to tell you the truth, I was 100% sure there wouldn't be this year, because once I got the caller, whatever it's called, the call around, or whatever it's called, that there was no board meeting, Kaval Chaim or Bain Shul.
Nobody wants to go.
But, right, there was going to be over there, and more people. No, Baruch Hashem. Thank you very, very much for coming. So this week, as we did last week, we're discussing tonight the Pasuk of Poseach HaSedech, and really a very important halacha l'maisa. So, and it's really going to tie into what we discussed 2 weeks ago about what we call talking during davening, but really it was a shiur about having a hefsek during davening. The question is going to become, as we learned a few weeks ago, Ashrei is the integral part of the Pesukei Zimmer. It is the most important part. That was the original takana, was Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. And therefore, we all know, as you know, when we were even little, know about this pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha, that that's the skula for parnasa. And nowadays, it's become so popular to have these skulas for parnasa that, as we'll see, that this is the ikar skula to have kavana with this pasuk. So sandik, yeah, there's a lot of things. They all these yeshivas now, they give out these, you know, say this and you know, ikar for parnasa, this and that. Poseach HaSedecha is also an important thing, and so we should just look. I'll start off with my story that I told a few people last week. So the story is that I was at someone's in another community, as I like to say, and knew they were talking at the table, and somebody's name came up, and the head of the household said, Nebuch, he's doing very, very poorly in business. He's doing very, very. So I said, how do you know he's doing very poorly? He goes, I'll tell you how. I sit next to him in Minyan every day. And by the pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha, he's screaming like crazy. He never does that. He must be doing terribly in business. And the truth is, unfortunately, that's what we should be doing every day. We should be saying Poseach HaSedecha. So let's see the first side, again, on the Hilchos Brachos Nun Aleph. This is actually a conclusion of our pasuk at Zimra. And it says as follows, in Zion. Sarach l'kavein the pasuk Poseach HaSedecha. This is a very important halacha, that if you do not have kavana, that simple kavana of understanding what the pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha, and just so we know, the way that the Halakha Art School interprets it, that Hashem, you open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing, at least to have that kavana, you have to repeat. So it says, Lichzor la'amro pamacheres. We'll see what that means. Does it mean the pasuk or Ashrei? Fine. Haga, the Ramah says, V'omer pasuk v'anachnu v'varech yah, and achar tilos l'david. Right? That you say this as well. As we know, Ashrei really starts with tilos l'david. We say Ashrei, and we add part of that. U'kotlin pasuk kol neshama talikos. So then he just explains some of the other famous pasukim that are in this part. The Mishnah Berurah says on the bottom in Zion, Sarach l'kavin she'ikam ma'ashikhavu la'omer tilos l'dav b'chol yom is what? Bishvil osa pasuk. Really, the real reason why we say this pasuk and we say this mizmor is for that pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha. Shemazkevo, the shevach of Hashem, and that Hashem is really, He is the one who is the mashkiach on everything. He is the one who is the decider of our health and, of course, our wealth. And the interesting thing is that if you look later on in Siman Samach Hei, much later on in Sifkat and Tet, he says that it's Derech Eretz. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's Derech Eretz. It's proper that if the Sibur is saying Poseach HaSedecha, is saying Ashrei, you should say Ashrei with them. So we know this halacha by Aleinu, but this is a halacha that's passed in the Mishnah Berurah. That when it comes to Ashrei, specifically the pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha, if the tzibur is saying it, you should say it with them. We learned last week about Rav Shlomo Zalman Albrecht's psak that this doesn't apply to a tzibur, you know, if you're having side minyanim, so you don't have to say it with them. But if it's you're in your minyan and they're saying Ashrei, amazingly the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you have to say it with them. It's called Derech Eretz. So what's important for us is that there's something special about this pasuk. And then he says in Tet Zayin, Pam Acheres, Ayin B'chai Odom Shevi B'Shem Levush, Yisrach Lomar, Mipasuk Hosech Zedecha Ad Sof HaMizmor Kesedah. V'im Nizkar, Ad Shekvar Amar Mizmor Acherim V'im L'Shaos Luchzor, V'mikol Makom, Yomar Achat Tfilah Hosech Zedecha. So then the question becomes, what exactly is this, what does it mean, lichzor? What does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says lachzor, to go over? Does he mean you should go over? Does it mean that a person should say Olav Ashrei again? Should he just say Pseh Tzodech and the Psukim? This is a question, because now what happens if now you're an Az Yashir and you say, you know what, I'm being honest with myself. As we said a number of weeks ago, the joke about the guy, not a joke unfortunately, who asked himself why he's hitting himself, because he's saying Salach Lanu, and he doesn't even realize that he's up to that point in davening. So too, Kal v'chomer, these people who never have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they go, I have to, every week I have to at least one time mention, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, they're half asleep, but so the sun's up, but you can put tefillin on, and a friend of mine just told me, I'll just tell you, I can't believe this is true, but he swore to me it's true, I'm not even going to say, because maybe it's Lashon Hara, he went to a very, very famous Hasidic Rebbe, and he had the special zechus of davening shachris with him. Except it was at 3:30 in the afternoon.
If it was 2 days late.
So no, and he told, whatever. The truth is, I'm not telling the truth. Because he told me it was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was dark already. Shachris. And it was Thursday. It was Kriyas HaTorah. They took the Torah out. I can't do. But, okay, so now you're
9 o'clock somewhere.
Right. We've been a little bit to throw.
Are we only
No, that, great question. Beautiful. You always ask the good questions. We'll see. We'll see. Good question. So, what was I saying? Yeah, so you wake up very, very early in the morning. You don't have kavanah, no nebuch. So you find yourself, you sleep, whatever it is. You have to repeat the pasuk. This is a halacha. It's an important halacha to remember. So let's get to our main section of discussing what exactly is going on here. Where does this come from? Why is it so important? So let's turn the page. Discussing as advertised 2 weeks ago, this magic pasuk. So here's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Haftalad Amid Deiz says as follows: Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Vino. He says, "Kol Omer Tilas to David, b'chol Yom Shalosh Pamim, Muftach Lo Shu Bein Olam Haba." Right. So if a person says Tilas to David, this is the Ashrei. He is zoche to be a Muftach. He's guaranteed him that it's not going to be appropriate lashon, but he's someone who is. I don't want to use the word Muftach. So he's someone who gets Olam Haba. We'll see what the Beis Yosef has to say about that. My timer. Why Tilos HaDavid? What's so special about Tilos HaDavid? So he says, what about, there's a lot of, he says, what's the reason? So he says, my timer. So Mishum, because it has the Aleph Beis in it. We know, growing up as kids, the famous Aleph Beis in the Ashrei. Except for the Nun. We'll get to that later. And so he says, what do you mean? So what? What about this other thing? Ashkes Mimim, there's other pasuk that has Aleph Beis in it. This is the pasuk you're going to choose. So he says, no, that's not the only reason. It's also because it says, Poseach Sodecha, it speaks about Parnasa. So he says, what about Nami Hala Agado? What about when we say, Kili Olam Chasto? What does it say? No Sem Lechel Kol Baso. That's the same thing, Kili Olam Chasto. Elo Mishum, no, because it has all of it. It has everything together. It has the Aleph Beis, and it has this is certainly very questionable. What does one thing have to do with the other? So, we'll see. Just to give it some closure, he mentions as well that the Nun is taken out, and this we'll discuss later, that says the reason why there's no Nun is because there's a pasuk that says Nafalo. Tosef writes that speaking about falling, the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, the falling of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore, but it says, Rav Nachum ben Yitzchak, says that David, in his infinite wisdom, added a pasuk Somech Hashem lechol haNoflim that speaks about, reminds us of the Noflim. So we'll learn that a little bit later on, just to know that that's in the Gemara. So the question becomes, number one, first question, what's the magic number three? Why do you have to do it three times? And number two, why Bedavka is it the Ashrei? What's so special about the Ashrei? What is this, the synthesis of the Aleph Beis with the Poseach Zodecha, we're speaking about Parnassah. So first of all, the first thing I want to say is, interestingly enough, the Rush, in his interpretation on this Gemara, says as follows. The reason why, the magic number three, is why, he says one out of three ain't bad. He says that most people, Nebuch, don't have Kavana, so we do three times, so one of those times you'll have Kavana. This is unbelievable to say that, that the Rosh would say that as early as in his time, would say that hopefully at least one time you'll have Kavana. And what are we talking about? That, so here, it's interesting, because the question is, what's the Rosh talking about? The Pesach Sedecha? He's talking about Pesach Sedecha. How Nebuch are we? That he's talking about, he goes, hopefully you'll have Kavana for one Pasuk in the entire davening, hopefully one out of three times you'll have Kavana. That's what he's probably talking about, because of this magic Pasuk. So that's a little bit frightening. And this also, Paskin the Birka Yosef, and he says that this, in fact, is the reasoning behind it, that the truth is that really, it should be three times a day. We should say it's Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, but because Ma'ariv is Rishus, so we don't want to make it a chiyuv on a person to say it, so we double it up in Shacharis, and we say it twice in Shacharis. But really, it's to remember the three times that we daven. So the question again, so we still have our questions, the three times. So Rabbi Schwab is a beautiful perish on this. And he mentions, he quotes Rav Samson from Rav Hirsch. So the first pshat that Rav Schwab says is as follows. Why do we say it three times a day? So he says it reminds us of the three times in a person's life. The Boker, the Soharayim, and the Erev. So the Erev, which is the Nebuch time of people's lives, is downhill, the darkness. He has no mazel, he has difficulties. And it's very difficult for him. He has no parnasa Nebuch, he can't make it, he's tried, he goes on interviews, nothing's going. And then you have the boker, you have the morning, you have the sunrise, you have it sunny, it's good, everything is going well, you're going uphill, you're just making more and more money, things are going very well for you. And then you have the sorayim, you have the afternoon, when the sun is the hottest that it can be, that's when mamish, anything you touch is gold. It's unbelievable. You can't believe how much money you're making. It's going, your panasa is going, everything is working out very, very well for you. So Rabbi Schwab says, that is what it's to remind us. We say, actually, in these three different types of situations, that's when you're a Bein Olam Haba. That's when you have the zchus of having, of being fortunate to go to Olam Haba. In all these three times, if you have the same Amunah in Hashem, and you believe that Hashem controls everything, in these three times, that's a Bein Olam Haba. That's what we're referring to. And that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us. And in fact, this is, you know, people say this. My friend who told me that, unfortunately, he was, a number of years ago, Baruch Hashem, he has a job, and he was laid off. So he said, you know, when my brother was laid off, and I was sitting in my vice president position, so I said to him, I kept saying to him the same thing. You know, you were laid off now, it's the downfall, the economy is not doing well, all you need to have is a moon and Hashem, don't worry, you have a moon and Hashem. And this guy turned to him and he said, you know what, it's very easy for you, sitting in your vice president's chair, to say you should have a moon and Hashem. Be in my case for 6 months. And Nebuch, this guy lost his job, and I guess they gave him whatever you call it, a bad omen, and he was in the position. He said the first month, Amuna. And he said after the third month, he started to think to himself, what am I? I'm nothing. I can't. What's going on here? I daven it. You start to get into that. That's what the Bein Olam Haba, when you have the Erev, that's when you have to be a Bein Olam Haba. And what I thought was amazing, I never thought of this before. Another parish that Rabbi Schwab says is, he said, really, the Ashrei is broken up into two parts. And the Pesach Yodecha is the point where everything changes. We start with Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. He says we speak about, from Aleph to Pei, we speak about the good times. The times of Olam Haba. The Gemara in Pesachim says, I think on Daf Nun, the Gemara says as follows, that why is Olam Haba so good? Because in this world, even though we're supposed to see everything as good, there are many bad things that happen, right? Even though you're supposed to say, Baruch Dayan Emes, Rahman Olam, when something bad happens, that this is the way Hashem wanted to be. Terrible times. It's Nebuch times. But when it comes to Olam Haba, everything's good, and you see everything for the good reasons. And he says that's what the first part is. So you go through it, B'chol Yom HaBechecha, everything is great. Hashem is great, Godol Hashem B'chol Ma'asav. And we say, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Ma'asech, all the generations. And we say, Splendor and Glory, Hadar Kavod Odecha, so on and so forth. And Hashem is Chanun, Tov Hashem Lakol, Racham L'Chol Ma'asav. Then we say, Pesach Tzodecha, what do we move to? Our world. Soymech Hashem L'Chol Noflim. You know what? There are, people aren't so great that they fall and Hashem picks them up a little bit. Those are speaking about the good and bad times, the laughter, the tears, the happiness, and the unhappiness. This is the world that Hashem gave us, the Gamzul Tova. We hope, Shomer Hashem, as kol avad, that Hashem watches us, all those that love Him, but that's the two different times that we're speaking about. And Rabbi Schwab says as follows, this is also, I think, a great shot. He says that when, we know that the Gemara also says, there's a Gemara that says that the Gemara also says, Kashin mizono shel adam yoser min ha-gula, that getting the parnasa is even tougher than gula, than Mashiach coming. How can it be? So the Gemara says, what does it say by Yaakov Avinu? When Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal his son Zakeis, and he wants to tell him this is when Mashiach's coming, and he doesn't. And instead, what does he say? Amalach agol osimi kol ra. What does he say? That the Malach, he's the one who's going to redeem us from all the bad things. But then what does he say when he talks about his own parnasa? He says the pasuk is, Ha'elokim haroi osi, that Hashem is the one who provides for me. So when it comes to the Geula, he refers to the Malach. The Malach can do it, but when it comes to parnasa, only Hashem can do this. And therefore, that's why it's so difficult. Rabbi Schwab relates that at his own Shever Brachas, in 1931, the grandson of Rav Samson Rafael Hirsch, Marcus Hirsch, said the following Dvar Torah. Everybody knows the famous Dvar Torah, Pasech HaSodecha, is referring to parnasa and so on and so forth. He says, but people miss the ikkar of what the Pasech HaSodecha is. And he says, I once was on a walk with my grandfather, Rabbi Samson Rafael Hirsch, and this is what he told me. He said that the ikkar part of Pasech HaSodecha is the last part, the last word, ratzon. What does ratzon mean? So ratzon means, chas v'shalom, I should say, right, the desire, the ratzon is desire, to pleasure, to favor, right, we say yihi ratzon, yihi ratzo yachiv, they should be favoring our eyes. So what does it mean, favor? One of the ikar parts of parnasa, of having a parnasa, is that a person realizing that everything comes from Hashem. But there are two ways things can come from Hashem. I say a story that happened to me. I was we had this chus. Hopefully we'll have this chus again. We had a tremendous Talmud Chacham in our midst, Rav Chaim Cohen. He was the Rosh Hashiva, the Yeshiva Gedola, Tina. So he hopefully just left for a few months, and he'll be back. He still has a house here. Anyway, we went to his house on Purim. Apparently, Purim is one of the greatest times to go to the Rosh Hashiva's house because the Rosh Hashiva gets extremely drunk. And he says things that he wouldn't normally say. He's very straight. He's very honest. And I remember a good friend of mine, he gave him a bracha. He said, I'm giving you a very, very special bracha. You should have parnasa b'chavad. I always remember this. You should have parnasa b'chavad. He says, do you know what that means? Parnasa b'chavad? He goes, yeah, you should have parnasa. He goes, no. The second part, you should have parnasa with honor. Right? You should have parnasa. What does it mean, parnasa with honor? He goes, there are two ways you get parnasa. Hashem gives you parnasa. You have a father who's very, very wealthy. And the father says, listen, come with me to work. Don't worry about it. You come in, you'll be executive vice president. The guy goes, sits, he gets the big office, he's executive vice president, everybody knows he's taking over for the father. What does everybody in the company say? Yeah, Mr. So-and-so, of course. He's everybody knows that he's a Hartstein, the Hartstein business. Oh, unbelievable, the Hartstein business. My parents are teachers. So, it's, when I met, my wife's maiden name is Bachman. So I was hoping for a pretzel fortune, but turns out they're also teachers. So, we have a Yerusha. So, right, and so the person says, so that's not, that's, you have parnasa, Baruch Hashem, you can come home and put food on the table. But what's parnasa b'chavod? A person who works very hard, and everybody sees that he works very well, and everybody says, wow, this guy, he's a good salesman. This guy, what an unbelievable doctor. He said, what's the difference between, you have two doctors, right? They both studied, they went to Harvard Medical School, both of them. One guy is making $1 million a year, he's the machaber of all these svarim on the, and he's known, and when you know, Channel 2 News, they want to have somebody on, they have this guy on. And you got this other guy who's a schlub. He went to Harvard Medical School. Nobody wants to talk to him. What's the difference? So, okay, you can tell me this and that. Well, he's not as smart. He's not an orator. He's not, that's not the reason. The reason is ratzon. Is because Hashem gave us the gift that people like him, that he's pleasurable, that he has favor in his eyes. You have two guys who go and they sell a watch. So one guy sells exactly the same watch. One guy buys it from him and doesn't buy the other. Same price. How can it be? He says, you know what? He's a nice guy. He has a smile on his face. Whatever it is. That is the ikar of parnasa, Rabbi Schwab says. And that is the reason. And here's the ikar. That is the reason why that the Ashrei is with the Aleph base. Because as we'll learn, the Pasech Siodecha, this is the ikar pasuk of parnasa. Anything else you want to do, you want to say your school is Rabbi Yehuda Achasid, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to go to Amuka, you want to, doesn't matter. This is it. Posech Sadech with Kavana is what's going to help you with Parnasa. Why? He says it's the Aleph phase. The Aleph phase teaches us what? That there's an order in life. Everything's in an order, right? Unfortunately, people get into this such an order that they think this is what has to follow this. This is a very, very serious problem. What do people think? They say to themselves, okay, if I go to medical school, and then I go for my MBA, and then I have to come out and I have to make $250,000. That's the way it is. And then all of a sudden it doesn't work out. Aleph doesn't follow base. How can it be? He says that's what Hashem teaches us. You say this Aleph base, not everything's always in order. If I can add, in my humble opinion, maybe that's why there's no Nun. Hashem teaches us, everybody knows this, Asher is the Aleph base. But in fact, it's not the Aleph base. Nebuch, if you have a little kid in half their elementary school, Daniel Hartstein, who didn't know that that's the Aleph phase, and that's the way he learned the Aleph phase, and he gets into first grade, and he says all the Aleph phase, and the teacher goes, you're wrong. You didn't use the Nun. I go, what Nun? There's no Nun in the Aleph phase. Because I was saying Ashrei, and I was saying it in my mind, and there's no Nun. That is maybe to teach us that not everything's always there. Parnassus doesn't just come as easy. It doesn't mean, you don't just do this, this, and this, and then everything's going to be okay. No, it doesn't mean that. You don't just graduate and find the job. We know how difficult Parnassus is. So that could explain that. So now let's get to a little bit of halacha l'maisa, understanding what are the ramifications of this ashrei and this pasuk of Posech Sardecha. So let's look in the number two, the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah, it's attributed to Rabbeinu Yonah, what he said. So he says as follows, in the underlined part. The Kevan She'ikar Amira So Hu Mipnei Zeh HaPasuk. We're talking about Posech Sardecha. L'hodiyah gevurah so shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So this is the same thing that the Shulchan Aruch says, that Hashem provides for all. Omrim ha-ga'onim shetzorech l'kabin b'amiraso v'imlo, right, kivein, tzorech l'chzor l'amro pam acheres. So what is he talking about? Probably the Pasuk, or is he talking about the whole Mizrach? V'nira she'af al pi shelo kivein v'kulav. So even though he didn't have kavana for the entire Tehila L'Adav, the entire Ashrei, Kevan Shekivan Vipasak Shel Posech Yodecha, that's good enough, right? That the Iker is on this Pasuk. So clearly we know that that according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, Posech Yodecha, and this is what he gets on this Gemara, that is the important part. For the Gemara says that's really the reason why it was enacted. So the Tur, one of the first codifiers of Halacha, says as follows. This is the larger part in number three. Also in the underlying part. She'ikir ma she'kivu lomar b'chol yom hu b'shvil osa pasuk. She'mazkibo she'vachol she'achalish baruch hu. Right? That Hashem is the mashkiach. He's the one who decides on everything. And therefore, that this is an important halacha l'maisa, that if a person didn't have the proper kavanah for anything else, it's okay. It's posech tzurecha that's important. So let's look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says as follows. We know that this is a Gemara. This is in what's Oz Zion on this. Sorek Lekabin Tilas LaDavid. So he says that this is the Gemara as we know, and they'd be out front. And he says, "Kazal Rabbeinu Yonah." He quotes Rabbeinu from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Sheikh Amiraso, who mitnei zeh shapasuk shamiraso kevin shesorek lichzor la'amro pamacheres v'nira she'afal pishalo kivin. So he just basically repeats it. So then he says, "V'sefer Olamay Ha'omer Tilas Davish Shloish Pamim B'chol Yom Muftachulu." This is important. Shehu Bein Olam Haba. Perush, she mitzvah zu machreres aval mishum mitzvah zu. Oh, this is important. Bilvache eino bein olam haba. What does it mean? This is a big problem. Sometimes when people read that it says that you're bein olam haba, if you do this, you're zoichet for this. If you know the famous gemara that says if you set up three people, you go to olam haba. Right? This famous gemara that's not written anywhere in the gemara, but it's a famous gemara. So right. So, I don't know, people say it's Gemara. I don't think it's Gemara. So, then people say, right, people, there was a, you all know your stories about your person who screams out, hey, Shmei Rabbi, screams it out. She says, you're Bein Olam Haba. You're not a Bein Olam Haba. I can't hear the Chazan say, by the time he's on Shmei, I can't hear the guy say Amen. So there are certain things people jump and they go, you know what, I want to take the tunnel. I want to go the other way. I want to take the shortcut. I'm not going to do any mitzvahs. No. So that's just what the Beis Yosef is saying. Yes, you're going to be a Bein Olam Haba. Why? It leads you to a Bein Olam Haba. So I think the reason is very simple. if you really believe that Hashem is posech esodech umazbir lechol chayi ratzon, this is going to lead you on a turn of tshuva, of realizing that Hashem provides for all. And when you get to business in the morning, and you say, you know what, Hashem provides for all, so even though this is a way I can make an extra $200,000 this morning, I'm not going to do it because that's not posech esodech. That's cheating. And if a person realizes that, yeah, you're right, then he's going to be a Beinol Haba. If the person synthesizes the three types of days, the three types of lives that we have, the Erev Avok Erev Tzarayim, and he realizes that even in the Erev, still he has to be Poseach Tzedakah. And certainly, even the Tzarayim, when he's doing so well, how many people who were doing so well, say, Hashem, do me a favor. You stay in the Beis Knesset. I'm going to work now, and I'm going to do whatever's necessary for me to make more and more money. So that's a very important point. So, The question becomes, we said before, if in fact the reason is that you say it three times, and the Rosh says and the Birkei Yosef says one out of three ain't bad, so the question becomes then, if one out of three isn't bad, what happens in a terrible case where you didn't have Kavana Poseach Tzedakah? What should a person do? He's in the middle of Kol Neshama Tal Lekaluka. He's in the middle of Yishtab. What does he do? Halach Lemaisa. So the Kaf HaChaim says, one of the codifiers of Halacha as well. And my father called me after we named our baby, and he says, Kaf HaChaim. I said, Kaf HaChaim, Kaf HaChaim. I don't know what his name. I looked in the Kaf HaChaim, and his name is Yaakov Chaim. My son's name is Yaakov Chaim. He says, you see, you had the school of having a great gadol. So the Kaf HaChaim says that based on what the Birkei Yosef says, one out of three ain't bad, if you don't have Kavana, don't worry about it. You're going to have Kavana very, very soon in the after Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to say Asherah again. And guess what? If you don't have Kavana then, don't worry about it. Just make sure in Mincha you have Kavana. If you don't have Kavana in Mincha, Kaf HaChaim doesn't discuss that, but probably then you would have to repeat it. But, right, one out of four, ain't there? One out of six, seven, eight, nine, ten. We'll see. That could be a problem. So, and that's what the Kaf HaChaim. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Abi Omer takes to task this Kaf HaChaim, and he says, there's no way, that's not true. Because, look what we say here. If you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look at what the Beis Yosef says, he says you repeat Poseach Tzedakah. He doesn't say, repeat it if this is Mincha now. He says repeat it. That means you should repeat it. And that really a person should repeat Poseach Tzedakah. So up until the point of Asher, or Yabi Omer says, it's still better, he quotes in the name of different Gedolim, that it's better for a person to stop in middle in the end of a Mizmor. So if he's in the middle of Kol Neshama, so he finishes Kol Neshama, Haluka, and then he says Poseach Tzedakah. Probably doesn't have to repeat all the whole thing.
The rest of the
Kaliyah? So that's what's questionable. I saw different things in different Svarim what to do. That if a person didn't have Kavana, so it appears that the Halacha is that he is Choser according to the Sofar Mizmor. This is what the Yishei Yisrael says. Omer Poseach Tzedakah below Kavana, Afilu Siyam HaPerek, Choser. He repeats Ad Sof HaMizmor, right? He repeats Ad Sof HaMizmor. Nizkil Achar Shehidchil HaMizmor Abba. So what does he say? Lefnei Yishtabach. So yeah, he Yomer B'Makom Shenizkav Adach Bein Mizmor LeMizmor, as we said before. Yeah, so that's what appears to be what, I think that's probably what the halacha is. It's an important halacha to know. It doesn't have to become halacha l'maisa. Just say Pesach Zedech with Kavana, you don't have a problem. I'd like the big tzaddik who never understood why they always clap like this when it's, you know, yellow viago, this and that. He says, I don't understand. Why do they do that? So he said, you know, people, this way people won't forget. He says, I don't understand. If you're saying Shimon Esrei, how can you forget yellow viago? It's like an integral part. It's like saying, it reminds me, I was in a shul in a different location. And a bunch of jokers there on Friday night. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't anything. And he went, Kavana! That's what they're saying. They just like you say Yalo Yavo. So they said, they hit and they said Kavana. Maybe that's what we should do nowadays to remind people to have Kavana. But this Rebbe didn't understand. He says, what do you mean? Yalo Yavo? Of course you don't have Kavana Pesach. What's going on here? So we see that many people understand that it was a problem. An interesting point of Halacha L'maaseh as well, which probably nobody here does, but I'm sure you've seen this done. The Svardim.
But you know what? Just yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean
it's just a kavana
or not. As long as you say it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so this rabbit, yeah, you're right. Good point. And in fact, as we'll point out shortly, by Shimon Esrei, a lack of kavanah doesn't mean anything. Even though the Rambam paskins that if you don't have kavanah for the first bracha, you have to repeat it. We say nowadays you don't repeat it. Why? Because one out of three is bad. Because we believe that who says for the second time you're going to have kavanah? Nebuch, we have such lack of kavanah nowadays that we don't allow you to even repeat the first bracha again because you probably won't have kavanah the second time too. So the minhag of the Sfaradim is what by Pesach Tzedeta? Does anybody know? Right. What do? They take their arms out and they go Pesach Tzedeta. And in fact, the question becomes, what is going on here? Why do they do that? If you ever go to Sar Shishul, you see. So the Ben Ish-Hai says as follows. Kind of get inspired him every so often. He says, "V'haminik po be'irenu kishe'omim ha'pasuk poseach haniska perushim." Right? They open up their hands. The who minog yafil la'asois bo. So he has to sit down the other. Rav Waldenberg, they said to him, "Is this, in fact, a minog yafil? Should you be doing this? What was the problem?" So they quoted a sefer that brings sefer Rove Dagon that says, "What does poseach ha'sedecha mean?" We're being a little haughty. We're saying Pesach Tzedeta, nu? Or, even worse, we're saying Pesach Tzedeta, you are Pesach Tzedeta. You are, what am I, God? No, you're not God. You don't open your arms. He opens his hand and he gives it to you when he wants to give it to you. So he questions, somebody asked him whether or not a person can do this. Is this haughty? Is it appropriate or not? So he says, this is a minhag that I saw Eitel Sfaradim, and actually it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh. But in fact, the Bnei Ashkenaz do this too. What? Not what I daven. Yeah. Well, actually, he says that what do we do by Pesach Tzedeta, at least some of us? We kiss the tefillin. Right? This is, I don't know why this minhag lost us, including myself. I don't know why this is a minhag. I remember when I was bar mitzvah, before I was bar mitzvah, when I put my tefillin on, so my father took my siddur, and he made crosses off where, whatever, brackets, where you should touch your tefillin. Right? My minhag, my family minhag was, Yismucho Shamayim Mesogel Horus also, and I don't know, and Paskin de Halacha here. The article says you have to concentrate when reciting the verse. Open your hand, and it's customary to touch. Customary. It's customary to arm to fill in the head, right? So we do Pesach Tzedeta. So the reason why we do this, and we do it obviously by Kashartim Lo Sagadecha too, is the minhag. Why? Is to remember the Yichud of Hashem, right? Just like when a person goes over to the mezuzah. And he kisses the mezuzah, or he touches the mezuzah, or he looks at the mezuzah. Why does the halacha say to do that? Because a person needs to realize when he's leaving his home, he needs to look at the mezuzah and says, "You provide everything, Hashem. I'm going out to the work. You provide everything. And when I come inside, right, Yichud Hashem, Hashem is one. And therefore, this is maybe the same thing. He says the same thing by Pesach Tzedeta. We realize, and we really believe Pesach Tzedeta. What's written in the tefillin, the Eidus of Hashem provides everything, and it increases our kavana." So he says it's a very nice minhag to do. He quotes a number of psukim, and he says, this is a very important point, he says, she'ikar bakashos mezonos shel adam. The ikar request for mezonos, for parnasa, is shel adam hu ha'pasuk hazeh. Al parnasa k'mo she'amru chazal, she'im kivein v'pasuk. If he didn't have kavanah, he has to repeat it again. And he quotes many psukim, Haramas Yad, Hashem, in Bereshis, Moshe used to lift his hand, this is no problem. And for that sefer that said that it's a problem, he said he didn't understand what the minhag is. The minhag is not that. The minhag is that the Sfaradim open their hands to say, Shefa, Shefa Bracha, that Hashem provides. Well, first of all, there are times when we say that we are Tzelem Elokim. Just like you open your hands, we open our hands for people too, so you should also provide us Pesach. Parnasa. Furthermore, we're ready for you to give us Parnasa. We know that you're Pesach Tzedeta. And he says there's absolutely no problem with that. So, what's interesting is, in this tshuva, the same tshuva that he discussed in Tzitz Eliezer, he questions, do you in fact have to repeat the entire Pesach Tzedeta, or do you have to repeat the entire Mizmor over? So he quotes in the Torah journal, in Yerichun Shari Torah, there was an article written by Rav Chaim Berlin. Rav Chaim Berlin was from the famous Netziv family, if I'm not mistaken. The grandson of the Netziv, and he actually was related to our famous mentor, the Rav of Soloveitchik. Unfortunately, though, he was one of those who was against the Rav in becoming the chief rabbi at that time of Tel Aviv. That even though in general the families always were in sync together, this matter was not, they were not together. In the Berlin, this is, you know, if you look at the history of the Soloveitchiks, this was something that is absolutely amazing. That despite all of their many, many differences, that when it came to family, they have nothing bad to say. The Brisker Rav never said anything bad about the Rav. In fact, somebody once asked him why his uncle went off the derech, and he goes to the Brisker Rav's son, and he kicked him out of the shir, and he said, never come back to my yeshiva again. So you don't speak about family, you know, it's like an Italian thing, but we came up with that. It's a family thing. And the fine. So Rav Chaim Berlin says as follows. He says, the minhag of the olam is that to say it, we say it three times a day, and it's muktzah bein olam haba. So he says, Poseach Zedach, you should repeat. He says, wait a minute. Poseach Zedach is so important. What about the psukim that says the Shem Hashem in it? That's even more important. You're saying Shem Hashem, you're not going to have kavanah when you say Shem Hashem. And it says many times Shem Hashem. Gadol Hashem Ulam Ma'od. So on and so forth. Shomer Hashem, you're not going to have kavanah. This is a Tav HaChomer. This is saying that when it comes to when it says Hashem's name in a pasuk, we don't allow you to repeat it. Why? Because we're afraid that it's going to be not a Baruch Levatel, but you're going to say Shem Hashem Lishav, that you're going to repeat it the second time without kavanah. So that doesn't have a Shem Hashem. But any pasuk that you would have to repeat to. And he says, therefore, you should... It's not something amazing about Poseach Zedecha.
So therefore you would not say the rest of the...
Yeah, so according to him, right. So you definitely wouldn't repeat the thing is though, so he's saying that if a person doesn't have kavana of Kvod Malchus Secha Yameiru, he repeats it. So he said that in a ninth Lashon, so he says that V'hi L'chara Ha'ara Nifla. This is unbelievable what he's saying, except I don't understand what he's saying. He has a difficulty with this. Eliezer has a difficulty with this. He says, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mishnah Berurah paskins the halacha that what? You only repeat Poseach Zedecha. That's the Ikar Pasuk. Don't tell me that the other psukim with Hashem's name, and those are important too. Yeah, of course they're important. But they're not as important as Poseach Zedecha. That in fact, the only reason why we have these psukim is for Poseach Zedecha. But that's really the important part. And he quotes the Levush, who says, that is the ikar. So you repeat the whole thing over. This is a machlokas, whether you should repeat the whole thing over. The im kiven, the pasuk poseach sedecha, apel pishlo kiven, right, as we quoted from the Ravina Yonah, the Beis Yosef, what do you do? Poseach sedecha, that's the most important part, there's no question about it. And that's why he doesn't understand why, what this Rav Chaim Berlin is getting at. So he says, furthermore, listen to this. What's the raya? He says, he brings a great raya. He says that when it comes to Shema Yisrael, when it comes to Yud Chet Brachos, Tefillah, so, first of all, there is a concept that a person can repeat. We say that you have to have Kavanah for Shema Yisrael. What if I don't have Kavanah for Vehafta? You don't repeat it, only Shema Yisrael. But when it comes to Shemona Esrei, what do we say? Nowadays, you don't even repeat the first bracha. So he says, that he quotes the Sefer called Kitzon Yosef that says, can you believe this? Sheach Mirabo Yoser mitzvilas Yurchet, that Poseach Zedecha is even more important than Shemona Esrei. Because in Shemona Esrei, we don't let you repeat it. You don't have to have the Kavanah. But Poseach Zedecha, we're telling you, you gotta have Kavanah. You gotta repeat it over again. Do it as many times as you have to. Because that is a very, very important pasuk. And then he ends off just trying to battle with the question what a person exactly should repeat or not. And in fact, halacha l'maisa, this would be questionable, what a person should repeat, whether or not it should be possessed for death or not. So certainly what we've seen is, I think, a fascinating analysis of possessed for death. It's just not Stam Asher anymore. It's a very, very important part. And we all, Baruch Hashem, we all daven for Parnassa. We know how important Parnassa is. So it's extremely important. Just wanted to end off with, since we're discussing the Asherah, for us to understand an important part as well when it comes to Poseach Zedecha. And that is that the magic nun that's also missing, so the B'nai Yisrael says as follows. A few months from now, we're going to have the holiday of Pesach, Nisan. The B'nai Yisrael, when he discusses Nisan, he says Nisan, the Yisod of Nisan is Nes, that there's a tremendous Nes. That B'nai Yisrael was on the 49th level of Tumah. It was, they weren't great people, right? In this week's parsha, we learn that Bnei Yisrael, much of Bnei Yisrael was wiped out. Was wiped out before they could leave Mitzrayim. And they were, so what happened? This was a nace. This is Gula. Hashem gave Gula despite the fact, because he knew that we were going to return to him. So the pasuk of Noifel, they didn't want to put in, but what's the pasuk after that? What does the Gemara say in the godless of David that he said, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim, to remind us the following thing. Soymech Hashem, that Hashem uplifts those that have fallen. It doesn't matter how far you have fallen. It doesn't matter what level of tumor you're on. It doesn't matter how much lack of emunah that you had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. That's an important pasuk too. That Hashem lifts those people up. It doesn't say, Soymech Hashem for the noflim that we're a little bit from, that puts filling on in the morning. No. Soymech Hashem, l'chol b'nei Yisrael says. The ikar is l'chol ha'noflim. Every single Jewish person, no matter what they've done, they can always return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is in itself a stirring pasuk as well. To remind ourselves that Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim, doesn't matter what we've done, we can always return to Hashem. And he will always be Poseach HaSodech HaMazgir HaRatzon if we follow the ways properly. If we do those three things like Rav Schwab says, the three times of day, the three moments in our lives that we always believe in Poseach HaSodech. Again, I want to thank you that obviously I'm preaching to the choir, to the those that are converted already, that you came out in a time where new Nebuch is driving. You know, everybody can make an excuse up and everybody can say, I can't come out, I got to do this, that. You came out anyway, Baruch Hashem. And next week we'll do a new topic, but most probably the topic we'll be discussing, just to end off this idea, we'll discuss a problem which obviously has nothing to do halacha l'maisa. What happens if in a crazy case where a person comes late to shul? What is the ikur? What should they say? What shouldn't they say? What should they concentrate on saying with the sibur? Again, not halacha l'maisa, but just to look at in case you know someone that happens to. Thank you for coming.